Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. This is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to my show. I was going to say August, January 18th, 2016, on Blog Talk Radio. Let's Ask the Angels. So something's going to happen in August because I was very present to that beautiful energy. So welcome, new listeners and those who've been following me. Thank you so much. In January, I celebrate my third year here on Blog Talk Radio, and it's been my honor and privilege to share with you information that can support you and guide you to have a life of grace and ease, and yet also with your authentic power. And my name again is Barbara Calvano. You can find out more about me at my website, B Calvano Coaching. I am in the New York City area where I do have in-person sessions and also workshops and classes. And I speak, but I also work via Skype, the telephone, and FaceTime. And so I was off last week, so here we are. There's a lot that's been happening in the world. Today is we celebrate here in the United States, taking a day off from work, but also acknowledging Martin Luther King Jr. And it's interesting that one of the readings, there are some messages that can coincide with celebrating his essence and what he is about, not just was, what he continues to be about. So the topic today is move into dynamic action in 2016, move into your heart. And I'll talk about that as it coincides with the reading that starts for today. And also I'll take your calls. Those of you who have just called in and are waiting, I'll take your calls at the half hour for some mini readings. So, you know, see you in a few minutes there. And, you know, at first, you know, I'm preparing for today's topic, and I saw that I was guided to use the word dynamic action. And so what I'm guided to talk about is that we may want big changes in our life, big changes in the world, big changes, but and dynamic is the word that sounds like it's a huge action, but the truth is dynamic is powerful. And by taking a small action, an action, that is dynamic in the universe. And whether it's you're going to change a job or you want a new relationship or you really want abundant health, you want your dream. You know, Martin Luther King, we often think of him saying, I have a dream. And today, in the next few minutes, I want you to really take a moment and think about what is your dream? What is your dream? What are your dreams? And at first, they may be the basics. You know, I dream to have enough money to pay my bills. I dream to have abundant health. I dream to have a loving relationship with someone. And then it goes to the second layer, if you really take a moment. What are your dreams? And your dreams may be that I wish all people would have enough. I wish all people have enough. I wish all people have clean water. I wish for peace on earth. And so one of the ways to move into dynamic action, to have your own dream realized this year, is to connect your dream to the deepest level possible. So if you care about animals, the issue of animal activism and protection of animals and those animals in your vicinity. That is your dream, that they're protected and taken care of. But perhaps your dream, if you really connect to it powerfully on a deeper level, yes, it's that all people respect caring for and loving animals. And when you connect to the deepest level and allow yourself to connect to that, that's going to pull you through to have your dreams actualized. It's going to take you from the smallness of being upset and feeling victimized or feeling in a world where resources are limited, to expanding your dream globally and hooking up and networking with others who have the same dream. You're going to see your dream realized. So moving into dynamic action is really about what messages have you been receiving lately. If it is for you to change jobs so you can create more resources for yourself so that you have enough money to pay for your food and your well-being and have enough to give to charity, then that's the move you need to make. And although I talk a lot about living with grace and ease, that is definitely what my show is about, what I, you know, what I propose and what I'm all about, working with the angels and working with your ascended masters. But you got to know that whenever you make a change and whenever you want movement in your life, there's going to be unease. There's going to be uncomfortability. There is definitely going to be a sense of uncertainty. There's going to be a sense of chaos. There's going to be a sense of irritability. You know, your ego is going to say, this is way too uncomfortable. I don't need to do that. How can I stay small in this lousy job or with this lousy relationship and just live in a box and hopefully something will change? And if you haven't noticed in the past several years, if you've been in a box, and I only speak from experience because I've been in those places where you're just kind of living in, as there's a Pink Floyd song called Comfortably Numb. You're comfortably numb. And today's message is really coming from a different voice, but I just got to keep going with it. It's really, you know, the angel thing, just be yourself, Barbara. So comfortably numb is saying, it's all right that I don't have this or that. I'm just going to be comfortable in my box. And there'll be times in your life where you can't make moves. But the first message, and I'm going to go ahead and do the weekly messages and then continue to speak about moving into dynamic action in 2016, moving into your heart. And you know, the last word is heart. It really is about heartfelt desires, heartfelt messages, and continuing with that. So the first message for a Monday, Tuesday from the Doreen Virtue's messages, Saints and Angels deck. And again, my work, the work that we do with angels is non-denominational. It's for all people, all paths, all spiritual backgrounds. And this particular deck, I just love. I love the artwork. And so I love the colors and I love the images and I love the messages that come through. So you don't have to get hung up, you know, if it's about saints and things. Receive the message from the people that I may speak about, the people who lived here on earth at one time and became saints. They became teachers. They became people who overcame many difficulties. So they have a lot to teach us. So the very first message is move, 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 move. For some of you, that may mean you are going to be moving to a new location. You may be moved to a new home. Not to worry about how it's all going to work out. You're going to receive clearly the guidance to take the next step. But if you've had a dream about living in a different home, that's real and that's yours. There's a sense of lack of tolerance of where you are right now. You may not like your neighborhood. You may not like the city that you live in. It may not serve you any longer. So move for a new home may be very real for you. But the main message here is move your body. Move. If you feel like you've been stuck, it may mean literally to, you know, move your body. Go to the library and research a new career. go to that networking event, go to that gym, go to that yoga studio, go take that dance class. You know, it really, you know, dynamic action is equivalent to your movement. And movement, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. had a vision. He was a man, like all of us, a human being, but he had a vision and he had a dream. He created a movement. Each and every one of us has the ability to create a movement in our lifetime. It may not be as huge as his, but it can be very, almost as powerful. You can have a movement in your family to be the peacemaker. You can have a movement on the planet to be the one who brings the messages of peace in your workplace. You may have a movement that people are free to express themselves, to unleash their creativity. You may have a movement deep in your heart that all children are protected and secure. We all have that, and life is movement. So this very first message is to ignite yourself. Here we are in the second week of January, year 2016. What does that look like for you? Now, the show is called Let's Ask the Angels. You know, I recently received an inquiry about my work, and it ended up being a one-hour inquiry, which I'm not too happy about, but it happened that way. The inquiry was about how to answer her question about a man who was no longer interested in her. And, you know, clearly there was nothing I could say, and it would be a waste of my money or anyone's money to tell her that the evidence around her says the person's no longer interested. And why I'm bringing that up is movement. You create movement as a flow of life, as a flow of energy. What no longer serves you will just fall to the wayside. And what does that allow? Something new to show up, right? So movement is life. Movement is extraordinary. Movement is, you know, there's either movement or there's not, right? There's either life or there's death. So moving into dynamic action with your goals is it take an action, any action. And you pretty much can't make a mistake, you know, unless you lay down on your credit card $100,000 for a course, which may, you know, if you have that kind of money to risk, go ahead and gamble that. Take a risk. Take a chance. If you've been getting a message to take a weekend course that other people have been telling you about, take it. Do something out of your normal routine of always thinking that you have the answer, that you have all the answers. You know, that is one of the biggest detriments to your growth. Our growth is that the phrase, I already know that. I already know. Now, there's one thing called intuition, but there's another thing in the level of life experience where if you're really struggling with communication skills in a relationship, you're struggling with your temper, you're struggling with your emotions, you're struggling with your eating habits, you're struggling with your spending habits. Those conditions are real for you. And so in order to create a shift, you're going to have to take an action. And you might have to admit, I don't know everything. And that is access to extraordinary, dynamic change. To finally raise your hand up and say, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know if God exists for me. I don't know if angels exist. I don't know what is going on that I keep attracting the same relationships that don't work. I don't know why I will go and lose 50, 60, 90 pounds and gain it all back. Finally raise your hand up and say, I don't know. I don't know why that after so many years on the planet, that I can't even afford to take care of myself and my health. I'm going to admit, I don't know what the problem is. But that's the beginning of your gold mine. And that's the beginning of you opening the door to possibility, calling the angels in. So my show is called Let's Ask the Angels. It's not about giving you the exact piece that's going to make life easier for you. If anything, you're going to get some information that's going to have you now jump into the uncomfortable zone of living life passionately on the court, being able to be in there, getting your feelings hurt, getting rejected, but moving on, gracefully brushing it off, having the tools to communicate when people upset you. You know, really being in the dance of life versus a static place that doesn't produce joy or results. So if money's not coming to you abundantly, or relationships and love and health, you're probably having a stuckness in your ability to allow new ideas in. So dynamic action is getting into your life. Do something different. Work with me, work with another coach, work with, you know, a psychic reader, work with energy healers. Do something that you've been thinking about but been putting off. If you don't have the money, ask for a bartering system. There's always something. You know, when I meet people and they say, oh, I can't afford to go to a doctor. Do you know that there are some healers that will work for five, you know, they'll give you a healing session for almost nothing. But you have to ask, and you have to be willing to get possibly a no, but to keep asking. So there's pretty much anything here for all of us in North America and the United States. We have unlimited resources. So for us to complain and whine that we don't have is a little bit of, you know, compare ourselves to the children that are in the Syrian camps, you know, the children, Syrian children that are in the camps right now. Now they don't have a lot of possibility. So this is the call the angels are asking me to give today, and I'm just going to keep going with it. So that's for Monday, Tuesday. Be prepared to get inspired to create movement in your life. And something different. Commit yourself to it. Declare it. And then sign up. Go to the new class. Go to the new place. Even like here in New York, we are now in our cold freeze. It's freezing, but still you can bundle up and do that. Or do it through the internet. Move is the word. And by creating movement in your life, it opens the door for more energy. So if you're worried about how do I leave my husband that I've been saying that I want to divorce him for so many years, and yet you're still scared and you're still immobilized, your move may be to join a women's group. Your move may be to seek out one-on-one counseling instead of just parking it and living, as I say the word, comfortably numb. So the next message for the middle of the week is safe travel. And safe travel, we have St. Christopher. St. Christopher is the saint that we acknowledge to assist us when we want to travel. So some of us will be traveling, but I also feel this is even about, you know, traveling with your dreams. You know, that you are safe. You know, I just read, because I didn't know, I wasn't brought up Christian. I was brought up Buddhist and Baptist, but basically choose whatever I want. So I wasn't ingrained in one thought pattern. But I learned about St. Christopher, and, you know, he became the patron saint of travelers because his occupation involved helping people cross the river. You know, so I'm even thinking today, what river is it that you need to cross? You know, what river do you feel that you need to swim over that you know may not be easy, but you know you have to make a change? Otherwise, 365 days later, next year at this time, you are going to be in the same complaints about not having enough money, not having love in your life, not having the health that you want. And see, it really is important. Move. Take some new movements, actions, and then allow yourself to be carried across the river. Know that the message is safe travel. So if you are traveling, know that you are going to be safe. Call upon St. Christopher to assist you if you're out driving in this inclement weather. But also, safe travel in terms of you traveling to your next destination in life. One of my friends is Karen Jacobson, the GPS girl. And you can, you know, find her on Facebook or on the internet. And she, her wonderful affirmations and positive statements have to do about, You can recalculate. You can recalculate at any moment in your life. You know, you can really stop and say, okay, where am I? Where do I want to go? So safe travels for you. And so in the story about St. Christopher, there's at one point, you know, he's a big, massive man. It was very easy for him to pick up people and carry them across the river. You know, that was his, you know, his energy and framework. And then one day, there was a little boy that needed to be taken across the river. And so he picks up the boy. This is a small boy, but he couldn't figure out why it was so hard. He was so heavy, this boy. So he carries him across the river. He finally gets to the other side, and he just still couldn't figure out what was with this young boy. And it ends up, it was Christ. It was Christ Jesus that he was carrying. And that's why his name is Saint Christopher, you know, the Christ bearer. So what I want to say here is that call upon Saint Christopher to help you with your travels, whether it's a physical travel or it's a emotional travel that you're going to make this year. And in the middle of the week, make a declaration or listen to your heart of that travel that you want to make that journey this year, that you want to get married, you want to get divorced, you want to find that new job, you want to finally handle being without enough resources. I was going to say broke, because if that's your story, continue to be broke, you will have to continue to be that way. What's in my way of having abundance? That could be your new travel, right? And then the message for Friday and the weekend is believe. Believe, believe, believe. A wonderful word, because today we are celebrating Martin Luther King Day. I believe. You know, he believed in certain ideas. And justly so. Not justly so. What happens when you have a powerful belief in the world? Yes, sometimes you're going to be attacked. Now, maybe our beliefs are not going to be so public as Martin Luther King, because he gave his life for his belief. But if you and I could live our lives, our beliefs, being with our belief that I believe abundance is my destiny, I believe perfect health is my destiny. You know, I believe that having a wonderful soulmate, twin flame, whatever you want to call it, you know, your love partnership, your soulmate is my destiny. Now that is yours. And you will receive your ego attacking you. The fearful one, the judging, criticizing voice that says, who do you think you are? Don't you remember what your mom or dad said and that teacher said? Who are you to think that you are so great? Who are you? Yep, whatever your personal dialogue that has been in the shadows will get really, really loud. And that's one reason why many of us don't accomplish our dreams. As soon as you really step out with what you want, you can absolutely be assured doors will slam, walls will come up, and breakdowns will occur. Yeah, it's kind of the nature of it. But here's the secret. If you keep at it, those walls, the doors that shut, the obstacles slowly start disintegrating. See, that's the secret. That's the difference between an Olympic athlete and your average person just trying to go to the gym. That's the difference between a concert pianist at Carnegie Hall and someone who's struggling at home. The first, they just keep going. And they use working with the angels or ascended masters, energy clearing and releasing in their own style, in their own manner, certain techniques that keep them going. And that's the only difference. It's not because they had better parents than you and I, or they went to a better college. You know, because they, whatever. It's just that they kept going. They kept going. So believe in those dreams that you've been carrying with you since childhood. believe that if you feel you don't have a dream, that it is there, it's just buried. After so many years of just feeling comfortably numb, in denial that you could be happy, it's time to believe. And if you see this beautiful card here on the Blog Talk page or at my website, you'll see this golden, beautiful energy. And here is a woman who was one of 10 children back in the year, 1098 is when she lived, 1098 to 1179. She was way ahead of her time. Her parents put her in a convent because they couldn't afford to take care of her. So here she's in a convent and she starts having visions, spiritual visions. And she was guided to write books about them. And she had a lot of doubt. I mean, here you are, one of 10 children, and your parents put you in a convent because they can't afford to see you. Your self-esteem is probably not going to be that high, right? But she overcame all of that. She became a musician and composed incredible music that if you Google and listen to her music, you may have a very deep spiritual connection to your heart, to yourself. Hildegard de Bingen is her name. And she also wrote books about healing with plants. So this is back in, you know, the 11th century. So her energy is with us right now. Her energy is such that however you feel that you were not given an opportunity, you know, that your early beginnings were very, very difficult, that you still feel plagued or scarred by them, it's all a process. Just believe. Keep believing. Your affirmations, your thought patterns are the pathway to creating dynamic action. It comes full circle. What do you believe? If you believe that people who have a lot of money are evil, there are at the highest level the people who own the banks. That's a whole nother program and story. But in general, people who have enough and they can go shopping for the food they want, they can pay their bills. You know, some people think, they're evil. They're bad people because they have money. That could be an indoctrination that some of us may have had. That's really not going to serve you if you can see that. But if you believe that there's enough for everyone, which is not a message we actually get in social media or in the news, but I'm here to tell you there is enough for everyone. But we have to believe that and then carve our way, take the dynamic actions, do the safe traveling to create all of it. It is a movement. It isn't about sitting and waiting for, you know, that $1 billion lottery winning, which I know a lot of people did last week. A lot of people were hoping that that was going to be their answer. You know, a lot of people did. And for three people in this country, it became their answer for the moment. You know, so that's something to think about. What are your thoughts? And are you ready to change your thoughts? And that's going to create your dynamic action. Asking the angels, like the topic of my show, the main title of my show, for their help. It's that simple. Life is going to be uncomfortable as you create changes. It takes a lot for me to get ready to go to my yoga class when it's dark outside and I can easily stay at home, but I'm going to walk that half mile in the cold. But it's a matter of just putting on your gear and walking out the door. And that could also be if you want to meet someone new in your life, you are going to get yourself ready. You're going to go to that networking event, to that party, and you are going to be uncomfortable. But this is where the angels come in. By clearing yourself daily and working with Archangel Michael, you can, what I like to say, it's like taking an energy rinse. You can rinse off a lot of that anxiety so that you can still proceed. And if you want to go out and be a public speaker, or you want to go out and you want to share your information about your product at a networking event, you can breathe and somewhat enjoy it. So that's what it is about working with the angels. You're going to have to go through life. You're going to have to go through this really of a lot of uncomfortability. Sweaty palms, shaky knees, shaking in your body, losing your voice, you know, when you have to talk. But when you call upon the angels to support you, I call it an energy rinse, like a shower. When you work with them, you can experience as if someone just wrapped you in their wings, and that you could feel the safety and protection of the world. And here you are in the same situation. Maybe you're getting ready to be a public speaker for the first time, but you call upon the angels to help you. And I can't explain how it happens other than it is an energetic response. They're there immediately, and you feel more relaxed. You know, so this is the mode that you need to take to have dynamic action with your goals in 2016. Declare what you want to do, commit to it, and know that as that day approaches, or you're writing that email or composing something, you know, a letter that you need to do, all of your fear is going to come up. But by working with the angels on a daily basis, a lot of that fear is going to be erased out of your body. Not all of it, because we need to feel a sense of aliveness, and some of that is healthy fear, but you're going to feel motivated. You might even find it to be fun. That's what I like about working with the angels. And I only came across working with the angels in the past couple of years. For the most of the time, I would pray, I would chant, I would do a meditation, I would eat right, do the breathing exercises, and I would get through it, but afterwards I'd feel, I don't know if I want to take another big action again. That just took so much out of me. But what I learned is that by working with the angels, a lot of you are going to get this way ahead of time, way before I did, you know, in terms of your age. You're going to get this way before I did. And this energy is on the planet right now, and I'm not going to go into it a lot right now, but there's not only the angelic realm, ascended masters like Mary, Kuan Yin, and Jesus, but there's also outer planetary energies that are helping us right now. It's huge. As Donald Trump would say, it's huge. So take advantage of it. And what you can do today, if you have some time off, is just take a moment. See what dreams you want to accomplish this year. Put them into action in the month of January. And that could mean, if it means you want to travel this year, go to the travel agency and pick up some brochures. Go to a travel event, you know, where they have them. One here in New York City at the Jacob Javits Center. If you want to change careers, you know, go to a career expo. If it's in your heart to have happiness, if it's in your heart, the secret is that it is into your heart. Move into your heart for the answer first. If your heart says, I am lonely, I am tired of being alone, I'm so ready for a partner. I'm so ready for someone who appreciates me. You know, I'm so ready to learn how to speak up and be more confident. And then wait and see what shows up around you and take the action. You know, make the phone call, sign up for the course. Go out and move. And that is really the key to creating a dynamic action in 2016. You know, I'm not going to talk to you about spreadsheets and this and that. Mostly it is commit to something and then take the action. But also move into your heart. This is the big piece of this. Your heart will tell you. Your heart will tell you if you know you're doing something out of fear. I got to say this. I'm so guided to talk about it. Many of you will go on this very strange diet and lose 50 pounds this year only to gain back 90 in the following year. I'm just got to say it, because what's at the core of this strategy is coming from, it's not heart-based. It really is about fear, fear of being fat, you know, fear of being unloved. I'd much rather you slow down, learn to love yourself each day, eat healthy, eat real food each day, and not prepackaged powdered drinks and things. and be kind to yourself. Because after losing the 50 pounds, I guarantee you are going to be in a state of fear unless you've learned how to take care of yourself and really honor and respect yourself. So I was just guided to talk about that because there's some people who, you know, they really want to control their life, control their feelings by their weight. I've been there, done that. It doesn't work. My television show, there's another slip. I may have a television show. My radio show is about having you have grace and ease, enjoying life, not about having to fix things, but tapping into your authentic power that's in your heart, that you know that you deserve a better life than you've been allowing yourself. There's the word. What have you been allowing yourself to have? Poverty, scarcity, abusive relationships. Been there, done that. That's why I say that. Until I could say, I've been allowing that. Huh, I think I want to allow the other. That is dynamic action. Thought action. Been there, done that. So I'm going to go ahead right now and take a brief break and then take your calls for mini readings. To see the video of this talk, follow me at my website, B. Calvano Coaching. Love to receive feedback about what I talk about. Follow me on Facebook, the same thing. If you have ideas about topics of shows, if you have a guest that you'd like me to have on my show, let me know. And then also, at the end of the month here in New York City, I will be at the Awaken Fair at the Hotel Pennsylvania, giving a talk Saturday, January 30th, 12:30, on living passionately, co-creating an extraordinary life with the angel. And then I'll be giving readings that whole weekend also. All right, I'm taking a brief break and I'll be right back. Hello, everyone. It's Barbara Calvano. That was a brief break because I'm looking at the time. You know, I was thinking for a while to become a trainer for Louise Hay's company on healing. You can heal your life. It's the book that I always talk about, but she has a particular training program for healers. But I'm choosing a different path. But please, please get this book. It is so powerful. Use it like a workbook and do the affirmations. You not only will change your financial situation, you'll change your relationship status, you'll change your health. And a couple points that she talks about in her book is that we are each responsible for all of our experiences. Every thought we think is creating our future. The point of power is always in the present moment. Everyone suffers from self-hatred and guilt. Yes, even those who seem to have it all. The bottom line for everyone is, I'm not good enough. It's only a thought, and a thought can be changed. We create every so-called illness in our body. Resentment, criticism, and guilt are the most dangerous, damaging patterns. Releasing resentment will dissolve even cancer. We must release the past and forgive everyone. We must be willing to begin to learn to love ourselves. Self-approval and self-acceptance in the now are the keys to positive changes. When we really love ourselves, everything in our life works. So here in acknowledging Martin Luther King Day, you know, please take a moment and see what is your dream. What is it that you want to stand for? And in your life, at the very end of your life, that you could clearly say, I stood for this. I gave everything to make this happen. And then I am free. So that's just a little something I needed to share. I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller here. Please tell me your name. And how we can help you today. Area code 630. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. What is your name and how can we help you today if you would like a reading?
My name is Jenna.
Hi, Jenna.
And hi. And first, I just wanted to say how much everything that you had to share this afternoon was just, it really resonated with me. And it was very powerful. So I very much appreciate it.
Thank you, Jenna. Thank you.
I feel like through listening, you kind of helped answer my question.
Very good.
Yeah.
Now, that's what happens when I get on the show. I can sense kind of like what the energy is, what needs to be told. And yeah, I just go in that direction. So hopefully, because we all pretty much have the same thing. We let fear stop us. And knowing that you're not alone and that, yeah, you're going to be afraid. You know, when I first started this show, I signed up in November. I was so scared to get started. I didn't start till 3 months later. I was so scared. And when I first booked an event to be a live angel card reader at a public event, I was so scared. I got sick. I didn't show up. I said, I can't even go to this thing. I'm so scared. Now I love it. But, when we allow ourselves to be human, then, it's all right. Otherwise, we could not do anything. But it's okay to be afraid. And there'll be times when we're going to be afraid, and then we'll get over it. We just keep going and know that it's perfectly human and it's all right. It's all right to be a D student sometimes or an F student. It's okay. And then the other thing I'm guided to say, when I turned 50, I did this book called The Artist's Way, which I suggest to everyone, even if you're not an artist. It's a really good book by Julia Cameron. It's a workbook. And you write 3 pages every day, automatic writing, just write it out. And before you know it, there's some ideas and thoughts that have been so submerged start coming to the surface. You do this for 30 days. So I did it when I turned 50. By the end of the 30 days, what came up for me is that I wanted to go to acting school. And I was like, what? I'm a painter and a dancer. I don't use my voice. And I went. And one of the things I did was that I allowed myself to be the worst person in class because that's all I could be. It's like I have to allow myself to be the worst person in this class. And maybe I wasn't the worst because I have pretty good study habits, right? But it gave me freedom. I said, I can be messy and bad and lousy, but I want to learn. And I learned really quickly that way. And I shook in my body and I cried a couple of times when I had to go up and do my scene. But here I am now, able to talk to strangers, over the airwaves, and I can give public talks because I went through that experience, right? So there's so much we can do if we let ourselves be scared. But now you can ask the angels to help you. You can be scared and do it anyway and have fun. But you will survive, and at the other end of it is such exhilaration and such joy. And I could go on and talk about, when I wanted to get married when I was 35, and I said, I got to do something different. And I was scared. I hated dating. I absolutely hated it. I know a lot of people listening are going to say, I hated it. But I went through it, and the angels at that time sent me message to go to this healthy singles party back in 1988. And I go, I don't go to those type of things. But I went. And after going 7 times, I went 7 times that summer. And I met my future husband. And in some of those times, on those Wednesdays, I was crying. I said, why am I doing this? But part of me said, you just have to try. If you stay at home or keep going to bars, you're going to meet the same type of person. And I went, and when I saw him, I said, oh, my gosh. this is not what I thought he was going to look like. It's going to be my future husband. And 3 months later, you know, we did go out and we got engaged 3 months later. So, but it all came from going, allowing myself to go through uncomfortability. You know, it's like a baby being born. It's going to be uncomfortable for someone, you know. So, anyway. Was there anything else I can help you with? Yeah.
No, it's just, it's nice to listen. And I do think, like I said, I've gotten a lot out of it. So
beautiful.
I do.
Beautiful.
It.
Well, you know, follow me on my, at my website. You can receive these free messages every week. I send them out. And I even have a video. And I'm going to be having online courses this year that are very inexpensive, so people can participate on, you know, through the internet and learn about the archangels or learn about healing techniques. So, you know, feel free to do that if it's something you'd like. All right.
Thank you again.
All right. You're welcome, Jenna. Have a beautiful day.
You too.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so the next caller is area code 860. What is your name and how can we help you?
Hi, my name is Cecil.
Hi, Cecil. Cecil, right?
Yes. My name is confusing. Something. Yeah, it's Stacel.
Oh, Stacel. Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, I was going to ask. Because, like, I feel confused about in the relationship that I'm in. And I'm not saying it's, I mean, it's confusing is all I can say.
Okay.
I can't say there's a bad thing going on, but it does have, like, things in my mind that just seems like there's bad things. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, it's a new relationship. I've been in it for like almost 2 months now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so even, you know, what I do is I'm sitting here and I've got like 12 angel card decks, but more and more recently I just go straight to what the angels are telling me to say. So, Stacel, here's the thing. 2 months is a good amount of time to know somebody, right? So what the angels want you to do is be yourself, be your authentic, powerful self. Don't be afraid to say, to ask the direct questions that you know you need to ask.
Okay.
And be ready to hear. You may not like what you hear, but you sure will get clear. And you may get clearer and you two may get closer. Or you may get clearer and say, you know, I was sensing that, and that's not what I'm committed to, right? So the confusion usually comes up for people when the fear comes up, and they don't communicate what they know they need to say. So your throat chakra, your throat, your solar plexus, you know, down there, your stomach area, with your energy, it wants to align. You want to be centered. And it wants to be powerful. You know, the word powerful, when I mean by that, that means healthy. That means clear, having clarity, right? So have the conversations with your friend that you may be afraid to have. And you are not alone with this. I've been coaching a lot of relationships where the problem is people are not telling the truth. There may be a time that you may say, I'll give you an example. My husband and I are happily married for 26 years, but there was one summer I felt something different from him. I said, what is going on with you? And I could feel it. You could feel it, right? What's going on? He said, it's nothing. I said, no, there's something that's very different in our relationship. And I really want you to just tell me what it is. I need to know. And ended up, he told me that one of his patients was flirting with him. You know, my husband's a chiropractor and it made him uncomfortable. So he didn't tell me anything about it, but she was really kind of like, because my husband's very kind, she was taking that meaning that he liked her, you know. So that was a weird energy that was in our relationship. It was in our marriage. But I could feel it. Confused, do you know? So, but I said, I need to know, what is there anything going on? And so he told me everything. Was I happy with it? Hell no. You know, it didn't make me happy. But I was clearer. I was clearer. And then I said, well, you know, I want you to know that you can be safe. It's safe that you could tell me anything. I want to have that kind of marriage that if something were to happen that you might think I would get angry, that you could tell me. Now, you only know this person for 2 months. You know, it's not like 20 years. But you can still, if you feel something that's off, you wouldn't be talking to me here on a show about angels if you were not somebody who was highly sensitive. When I say that in a good way, you pick up the things, right? You pick up these things. So I would just say, hey, you know, I just am sensing something and I really want to know, you know, what's going on. Or maybe there's something you need to tell them, but you're afraid. So usually confusion is because there's this, the energy is not clear. So allow yourself, move, the word, you know, the message stays move, move into clarity, move into action with your communication. And that, you know, that is the basis of all good relationships, is the level of your communication, being able to say everything that you need to say. Where are you withholding people? There are times that people in relationships, they don't say things because they're afraid of hurting the other person's feelings. You don't think the other person can feel it? You know, right?
Yeah.
They can feel it.
I mean, I mean, the communication has been lacking for a while. I mean, lately it's been picking back up, but it's sort of like staticky. Like, there's things I want to tell him, I couldn't tell him. You know, I haven't seen him for a while, since New Year's. So I wanted to ask him, you know, when I'm going to see him.
Yeah.
I know Friday he's working there where I am, so I might ask him. I think I did, but I don't remember. But I think that it just feels like distant to me. And, you know, I feel a little nixtic in a way. I hate that.
Well, the person who's in control is you. And, you know, we always think we want the other person to be in control. But guess what? If you're having the issue, you know, but then you be 100% for the relationship, as if you visualize it, you believe, that's one of the angel messages for the week, you believe that this is someone you would like to spend more time with, maybe even a few years. I mean, he may feel a special, you know, fondness for this person already, but you taking control gives you clarity. Gives you clarity, gives you health, you know? And this is perfect for you because it's all about being uncomfortable, going through the uncomfortable feelings, but saying it anyway. So if you heard what I was talking about, meeting my husband, so I met him at that healthy singles party. I'm 35 years old. I wanted, in all honesty, I can be totally blunt and straightforward. Here in New York City at that time in the 80s, AIDS was getting really big here in the city. And I knew I could not be a party girl anymore. That's all I need to say. It was time for me to settle down. And I said, all right. I know I want to be with someone, but I don't even know how to be with one person, but I know I could, you know? And so I went through a lot of emotions, and I'm writing a book about this also, which could be helpful for people. But I said, I'm going to try something new. I'm not going to date someone and not know if they're married or not. I mean, literally, I would date people before, not, I wouldn't be totally clear. So this time I said, I'm only going to date men who are available right now. They're not even going to be in another relationship. I just want some clarity. I'm going to ask for it. Why not? And that's what I did. When I met Lou, I said, listen, I'd love to go out with you, but I only want to date men, you know, people who are 100% available. Is that you? And he said, no. He said, no, I'm dating someone else. I'm actually, you know, dating someone else. I said, well, that's great. If you ever break up with her by chance, here's my number. You can give me a call. But right now, I just only want to be with people who are really available. I don't want any of this weird stuff I had before. I had a lot of weird stuff, you know. So guess what happened? The next day, he calls me up and says, I broke up with the other woman. I only want to see you. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, this really works. This really works. Ask for what you want. And that's when we went on our first date. But I never was that way before. I was like, if you like me, okay, I'll date you. You know, I was like, you know, pretty much they were kind of good looking or whatever. But I never like asked the universe that I wanted somebody who was healthy, you know, had a job, you know, was had a sense of humor, kind, honest, single. You know, I didn't ask before. And a lot of people do that because they want to be with somebody, you know. So I give you the power through the angels. You can do it. Be clearer. You know, get this book. You can heal your life. You know, give yourself something that you can read every day, or some practices you can do every day so you can be more empowered. And that's what I talk about. I have my talks that are recorded on my website. You can listen to them. I do some energy clearing so that you can feel more focused and centered. And just the best way to raise your consciousness, the best way to become more spiritual, ascend, get to a higher level, is not necessarily just taking a class. You know, I'm going to be giving classes. I have friends who teach. But the best way is to do your life. That is the best class, right?
Yeah.
Go in there and get some rejection, as they say. Go in there and get messy. But it does. But believe that you can have love. Believe that it can be beautiful. And believe that you're protected. Ask the angels to help you with the right words to say. You can do that also. All of you that are listening, ask Gabriel to help you with the right words. Isn't that great? You don't have to think them all by yourself, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. I wish you the very best. And, you know, feel free to contact me on my website or on Facebook if you have any more questions about this. Okay?
Okay.
Because we didn't get to spend a lot of time. So I'm going to go ahead and go say goodbye to you and take one more caller today. So thank you so much for calling in, and have a beautiful day. Okay.
You too.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, area code one more is 908. What is your name and how can we help you?
Hi, good afternoon, Barbara. This is Carolyn. Thank you for taking my call. I'm very excited to talk to you today.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for calling, Carolyn. So do you have a question?
I have a question. But something magical, angelic, has been happening to me for the past 48 hours. I've been seeing a number 11 and the combination over 30 times. And I knew, I got the goosebumps, Barbara, just now.
Uh-huh.
I knew something was, I've been manifesting a couple of things on a personal level, on a professional level, and I think one by one, they're just coming through, and I knew it was going to be at this time. So one of the things I've been manifesting since around December was to move out of the place, and talking about move, Barbara,
yeah.
I listened to your YouTube video.
Uh-huh.
Early this morning, like, I don't know what time it was, and I have never gone there, but I said, oh, she's going to, it just popped up, and I said, well, there's a reason why, and there you're talking about move physically, move your body,
yeah.
All of those.
Yeah.
And then you have a show about move mm-hmm. physically. So I've been manifesting this move,
mm-hmm.
and this morning, I've been up really early, and I just went on the internet. And I just said, okay, there's an apartment, a city I want to live in that I love, which is Princeton, New Jersey. And
mm-hmm.
I love everything about it. It feels like home to me. It feels like I've been there before. And I'm just in love. I love the college town.
Mm-hmm.
I have this, it's a safety, you know. So
mm-hmm.
now not only one place comes through, two. So I have an option of an older place, which I'm going to see on Wednesday. or a new, like two places, one that's modern and the other one that's a little, I guess it, they haven't fixed it. That's what it means. So I just wanted to know, I want to know if I'm getting it. And I have one I'm a little more inclined. I like new things if I'm going to get that one, if I have that possibility. Thank you.
Well, I'm not really that type of reader, but I will pull a card and see what happens. But what I sense is that the one that really touches your heart is the one that's yours.
Yay.
You know? And if not, because you're being protected by something. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like if you don't get it, it's because the angels are saying there's something, you're being protected by something. Some, I don't know, maybe a neighbor could be really noisy that you don't know about, but you're being protected. So keep, you know, just because you get a stop or block doesn't mean it's because of what we think it might mean. It is a, it could be a no, but you could be being protected for something better. But what I'm guided to say is, which is the one that lights you up? You know, when you move into your heart, which is the one that just makes you feel at home, right?
Yes.
And then that's the one. Mm-hmm. That's the feeling. Yes. Go with the feeling. You know, like when I met my husband, it wasn't like I didn't know what he did. I didn't know how much money he made. And then I didn't know. All I knew was the feeling. I go, wow, I feel so light. I feel so free. I didn't expect that, but I went with that, and that's what it was. You know, so go with that, okay?
Well, thank you.
And here we read the card that we got from the angels. It says you got nine of air, which is this is something to watch. And anybody else who's doing something where they're trying to choose something. The angel's saying, you might be expecting for the worst, self-fulfilling prophecies, sleepless nights. So, you know, you're getting these wonderful messages of 1-1. You know, that means you're manifesting. Things are manifesting. So you want to completely cut the cords, ask Archangel Michael to cut any cords that you may have, or maybe in the past you were expecting the worst. If something happened and it didn't work out. So just ask Archangel Michael to help you with cutting those cords so they are no longer, you're no longer connected to the thought patterns of worry of, you know, that phrase says it all, expecting the worst. And people do that. You know, they think by worrying, I'm going to protect myself. And what they're actually doing is praying for the worst, for what they don't want to happen, right? By worrying.
Yes.
So what the angels are saying, all right, this is a little bit in your energy right now. That's why you're getting so much positivity, because the angel's saying, be in the 111, be in the 111, which is manifesting the positive. So that's what it is. You got a little rinse you need to do on yourself, and just ask Archangel Michael to cut those cords once and for all. And they may come up in the next few days. That's okay. You know, this is one that's been with you for a while, and just we'll cut it. And just let it go. And you no longer have to think that way. And that is a big shift. By taking the actions of what you're doing, the big shift in your spiritual consciousness. It's not something you can get by just sitting in a classroom. You're taking the actions to make a physical move, researching, looking. This is huge. And by doing this with positivity and lightness, you're emerging into a whole new life for yourself. How great is that? Congratulations. You know?
Really? I've always been a mover, but I there was a time that, you know, which happens to all of us, a little paralysis. I call it a little paralysis. But I've always been a mover. I guess, you know, it's funny because I worked in New York. I worked on Wall Street for many, many years, and I was. And in those years, I wasn't really a mover. I did move jobs just for, you know, because I had two kids. But I wasn't, I didn't move. I moved for the money, but I didn't move because the energy that I was in wasn't the right energy for me. So it took me many decades to actually say, no, this is abuse, this is, this is, you know, it's not even honest. It was an industry, it was banking. It was an industry that was, I never thought anybody was on it. There was a lot of jealousy.
Sure. Oh, sure.
So I really didn't move. But eventually, I think, angelically speaking, I was brought to a halt and I had to stop, you know, and then figure out what am I going to do. I didn't know. Yeah. Banking was all new. So I thank you so much, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Inspiring.
You're
and
so
congratulations
welcome.
On your... you know, you're going to that event where you're going to do some, a little speaking. So,
Have lots of fun.
Have lots of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be here in the city at the Hotel Pennsylvania. So, if you want to come down,
it's across from Penn Station.
Exactly. Easy to get to.
Yeah, I've been here in parties.
Yeah.
I've been here a long time. So, when is this? Over the weekend?
January 30th on Saturday at 12:30 is my talk. And there's going to be so many wonderful speakers there and healers and readers and crystals, all kinds of exhibitors. So it's a wonderful fair, and it's going to be at the Hotel Pennsylvania. Yeah.
That hotel, yeah, that's great. So I congratulations and have fun. If
Thank
I can make
you
it,
so
I have
much.
A feeling
yeah.
I might be moving.
Okay. Okay,
Thank
my dear.
Thank you so much, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful day. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, my friends, thank you so much for listening. We are coming to a close. I will be here back next Monday, same time. And again, follow me on Facebook or at my website if you want to stay in contact with any upcoming events that I will be creating and participating in, and hopefully providing you with some extra support and guidance for your life. Have a beautiful day. Enjoy. Namaste.